Chicago Tribune today. WGN America sets September 1st launch date for 100% absentive bias nightly national newscast from Chicago. The CEO of the company that owns this radio station, as well as WGN-TV in America, Perry Sook, is quoted in the story as saying, "This will be hard news, 100% absentive bias. We're so serious about that that we're hiring a panel of rhetoricians to review our broadcasts for unconscious bias that may creep into the words we use and the reporting that we do." Jennifer Lyons is the vice president of news over there. This is this is the most ambitious thing I've heard of in a very long time. Jennifer, welcome.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm doing real well. Would you agree with me? This is something you guys are trying to do here.
This is a big undertaking and super exciting, and I never would have imagined that I would have been asked to undertake such a project, but I'm super excited. We've been working really hard for months, and it's really starting to come together.
The program will air nightly from 7 to 10 p.m. Dean Richards was on this radio station Sunday, not complaining, but mentioning how loud the construction is over there.
I suddenly don't have as many friends in that newsroom as I used to have.
But I mean, you guys are
very noisy, so a little dusty, yeah. Getting it taken care of.
And you guys are building, so when we watch Channel 9 News, this is going to be a different whole set for it, huh?
Yes, it's in Studio 3. We're building out a brand new set. Upstairs above the Channel 9 newsroom, it's been a computer boneyard for years. We're in the process of renovating that and making it a big, beautiful, state-of-the-art newsroom.
So it's a three-hour nightly newscast. I'm trying to even think what's like that. There's 24-hour news channels, but they have talk shows and opinion shows. Even when we see news shows on Fox, MSNBC, and CNN, I'm not exactly sure I'm getting it filter-free. That's the idea here, right?
It is. It's news. Our tagline is News from the Center. We're going to present each story without opinion. So we're going to present the facts, and people are going to decide on their own. You know, these days in this time slot, it's all opinionated talk. You've got, you know, Rachel Maddow, you've got Fox shows, Tucker Carlson. It's all, in that time slot, everything is opinionated talk. We're going to stick to news. We're going to tell people the news of the day from around the country and let people decide for their own what they think of it.
Did you wince a little bit when our boss said 100% absent of bias? I mean, that's ambitious, I think.
That's ambitious. We are working hard. Like you said, we're hiring rhetoricians to help us through the process. We're going to go through training. We're going to be very careful to choose every word properly. Every word counts and matters in how we use it. And we're taking this on, and we're going to, you know, do our best.
Can you give me an example of what that's like? I mean, I wonder if somebody's writing a story and they say the COVID-19 crisis, and then somebody says maybe that word's too harsh. How about situation? And somebody's situation sounds like we're downplaying it. I mean, that's the stuff. A talk show's right there. What word do you use?
Right. So we're going to look at each word, and that's really that's been our motto since the beginning, is every word matters. And if it's not a crisis, we won't label it as a crisis. Excuse me. We'll tell the situation, we'll give the facts, and we'll let people decide, and we won't use inflammatory words, and we'll present the news. You know, it's kind of like we're so used to having the screaming talking heads. It's just going to feel different because we're going to present the facts. We're going to do good storytelling. We're going to be spend time to really look at each issue and not do it politically. We're going to do it, with the facts.
And I don't want to dwell on that, but I think that's really, not even having seen any of the news yet, the most compelling reason to dial in is I don't even know what that looks like. And I think
you do, because you see it every day on local news.
On local news, I do. On Channel 9, I think we do. I think Channel 9 is remarkably neutral in their presentation. So it's the same mindset we get for Channel 9 we're going to see across the country.
Right. And, you know, it's so funny because people do say, wow, how are you going to do this? Well, this is journalism. This is what we went to school for. This is what local newscasts do every night. They tell the story from both sides. They give a perspective. They don't give bias. And so we're taking that model and we're going to put it on the national level. And yes, I've been in the Channel 9 newsroom for 27 years, and we've done it successfully, and that's what we'll bring to the national level.
Here's, I think, the problem you'll face. There are times where the governor, the mayor, the president, the talk show hosts, they deserve criticism because they have screwed up. And if you say that, then is that being unfairly critical? Maybe that's a judgment call. And if you're not critical enough, then people will look at it as having demonstrated a bias in favor of the politicians. So I don't envy you for the task of that, Jennifer.
Right. So we are going to present the facts. We're going to present the story. And if there's something out there that needs to be pointed out, which, you know, I tell people that sometimes there's not both sides of the story. Sometimes there's one side of the story. It's the facts. And then you get the response. But you don't go without getting a response, and you don't go without trying to figure out where that other person is coming from.
I love that you said that, because I think sometimes something is unequivocally true, and I could find somebody to disagree with that, but I don't know that that opinion deserves the same weight as the very facts of the story. So maybe the facts are enough. Can you just talk to me about the form of this? Will I know who the news anchors are? Is it somebody from Channel 9 who's going to be promoted up?
We are not hiring stars, so we're not hiring anybody that that the entire nation will know. We're pulling people from across the country to fill our anchor desk, and these are good, hardworking local journalists who know how to do the job that we want to do on the national level. But I'm not going to tell you who they are yet. We're going to announce that later.
What are their names? Where are they from?
You'll find out soon enough.
They from the suburbs? Okay, then what is the format like at night? Do I watch? It's 3 hours. Is it the same newscast three times in a row?
No, that's the one thing that we're not going to do. And, you know, you'll get your top stories. We'll make sure to keep people informed because that's why people are watching news. So we'll give them the top stories, but we'll present different format in each hour. And it's news. Imagine it like a morning news, but each hour is just a little bit different. We'll maybe go in depth on one story in the second hour and, you know, look ahead to tomorrow in the next hour, that type of thing. So we're planning three different shows, but the news of the day is the news of the day, and it will be in all 3 hours.
Nexstar has the largest group of TV stations in the country. Over 5,000 journalists orbit through the Nexstar network. So then you're calling on all of these local reporters to tell us, like, are you going to do, is it going to be 3 hours of COVID if it was on tonight?
No, because, and that's the thing, you're going to find out so much about our country because we have 5,500 journalists working in, and that's our secret sauce, are all the local journalists that are working in the community that they're serving. We're not going to parachute people in to tell a story that's happening at a local level. We're going to use our journalists, and we're going to tell other stories out there. Of course, we would cover coronavirus, and we would cover it in depth that we need to cover it, but we're also going to tell you about what's happening in Memphis that's important to that community that might be interesting to the national audience.
Yeah.
So each day we'll look at all the different markets, we'll comb through what every Nexstar station is doing that has news to present, and we'll decide which stories we want to get a reporter from the local market, which story we want to put a little bit more of a national spin and handle it in Chicago and present the stories. Like I said, we're going to bring news back from around the country, and you'll be surprised at what's happening out there. And we won't focus the entire 3 hours on politics.
Will it be a male anchor and a female anchor, and what are their names?
You're trying to trip me up, but it's not going to work.
It's not going to be you, John.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Jim, who are going to be your viewers? Are you anticipating someone sitting there for 3 hours, or is it going to be, you know, I'm thinking of TSL, or is it going to be a 20-minute viewer, or how's that going to work for you? How are you going to build that?
Well, you know, every goal is time spent. I would absolutely love for someone to watch it for 3 hours, but it'll be an entertaining look at news because it is prime time, so we'll need to entertain people, and we imagine people are sitting on their couch with in the family room with their phones in their hands, and we will entertain them and get them to look up and pay attention. And, you know, it's people across the country.
All right, we're out of time.
Every community.
They're going to yell at me if this guy I work for, I got to get to my news on time, Jen.
Got it. Thank you very much.
By the way, Jennifer, before you go, there is a video floating around of me doing the weather on Channel 16 in Carbondale, Illinois from the late 70s. I'm not saying you've got to use Skilling every night. If you wanted to use me, you're not going to use Skilling, are you, or are you?
You know what? I'm not going to go there.
Okay. Just thought I'd run that by you. If you need a weather guy who has long 70s hair and wide ties, let me know, okay?
Send me your tape. Thank you very much.
Jennifer Lyons is the Vice President of News for WGN America.